That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. How's everybody doing? And tonight we're going to find out about what's going on in the next 2 weeks, which is going to be absolutely a crescendo, and maybe what's happening to you in 2021. If you give me a call, it is a call-in show, and the number is 888-627-6008 if you would like to call in and talk a little bit about where you might be headed. As we go through 2021, I'm going to give you a little bit of the astrology, and I think that we're going to have a better year next year than we had this year, at least astrology-wise we will. And you remember, there is a divine guidance force always behind us, and we will get beyond this. So that's good. Just always remember that. Everything happens in divine order, and we all chose to be here at this time. As a matter of fact, we stood online on the other side. May not be able to remember it, but it's true. I wanted to do a little bit of teaching and tell you that the year of 2021 will be the year of critical choice, including a worldwide awakening. And the worldwide awakening partially is going to be how people have power over us. And regardless of where we are now and what we're doing now, whether we're hiding, whether we're in fear, whether we're a part of this uncovering situation, the real truth will come out. Be open-minded. Don't believe everything you hear. And remember that we have been fed so much that isn't true. That's really difficult. I think that as we go through these next few weeks of uncovering the election and everything that happened, that people are going to need some spiritual guidance, and they're going to need to have some understanding, because we begin to find out that a lot of things that we've taken for granted and have always been taught was true isn't. And that can be very scary. It really can. So we're here tonight, and we are going to create a Merry Christmas and a fabulous 2021. That's what we're in the middle of doing. So come and join me. Remember, the number to call in if you have a question is 888-627-6008. So having pinned all hopes on the next year, we're eagerly awaiting for time to lapse into 2021 soon. But what and when will the change for you in 2021 come? That is the question. In order to get your answers, I have devised a useful version of horoscope reading, and I can give you a pretty good idea of what's going to be happening to you in 2021, at least energetically. And if you're interested, you can always contact BBS Radio. My website is on here, and let me know. But here's the good news. These are positive transits that are going to help you reclaim the lost ground that we all suffered in 2020. December is a month of change. It's a month of drastic change. Jupiter will leave its position of debility and move into Aquarius, the benign sign and the natural 11th sign of gain and desired fulfillment. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and it rules the future. So Jupiter now is moving out of Capricorn, which is sometimes called the sign of doom and gloom, but it certainly is a serious sign. It's an earth sign, and it certainly focuses on accomplishment and doing the right thing and all that kind of thing. It also rules governments and corporations, so we're all seeing what's happening around that. And it's going into the sign of Aquarius. And the sign of Aquarius is the sign of the future. It's the sign of space. It's the sign of air. And it also represents research, medical technology, and non-attachment. We are in what I call togetherness. My friend calls it the allness. We're in the togetherness. Everybody is. And we're going through these blind spots that the people have been in. And some people are really in blind spots right now. And we are going to create together a change, a shift, where life can be easier and more fair and balanced for everyone. So Jupiter is going into Aquarius, the sign of desire and fulfillment, and Saturn will be well placed throughout 2021, supporting industry and efforts. Mars and Venus will not be retrograding in the springtime, so there won't be any further surprises. And after dealing with the huge changes that have been brought to us, what is coming to further shock us in 2021? We've all been made to realize that the way we have been viewing and dealing with issues just hasn't been working. We know there have been a lot of changes and challenges. However, this is all a part of the Great Awakening, which is going on for the next 7 years, at least into 2030. And this Great Awakening is realizing that there's certainly better ways of dealing things. And the most key is to remember that there's a better way to use your mind. I had a wonderful dream two nights ago, and I think I was being worked on by the other side, because I was seeing how everything is within. all the dimensions are within. The third, fourth, and fifth dimension, they open up inside of you and they lift you to another way of being and another way of thinking. And then you can leave the heaviness, the worry, the doom, and the gloom and come into joy, thoughts creating things, and fulfillment. And of course, the quickest way to strengthen your ability to do that is through the new spiritual chakras. Now, I wrote the book, The New Spiritual Chakras, in 2014. I think I was ahead of my time. But you people can get it on Amazon.com. It shows the new chakras, of which there are 14, and it explains them to you in detail. And I do know that in the next 50 years, probably, the highest we're going to get is to the ninth chakra. When your ninth chakra opens, you're really sailing, as they say. But we're in the middle of opening our eighth chakra now, which is bringing us into the fifth dimension. And what is the fifth dimension? The fifth dimension is the dimension of time, spacelessness, thoughts happening immediately. So you really have to be careful in 2021 because it's the year of critical choice. And the warning that I'm giving you is only to say that what you think is what you'll get, and it will happen very fast. If you think I'm not going to get that job, I'll never get it, they don't like me, bingo, that's what will happen. But if you think, oh, this interview went well, I really like the people, and more importantly, I know that I can contribute to the company, and you start visualizing that you're going to have the job, you should get an offer, have a call and get an offer. So it's going to happen very fast, and we are going to discover the truth that these ancient mystics have been writing about for years. It's all inside of you. And there are ways and techniques to get there, working with the energies of the divine, not working with the energies of the will or the selfishness or the ego, but working with the energies of the divine. And that's what's going to keep you on the right road. And sometimes the energies of the divine will bring you a brand new career in a completely different direction than you ever hoped would happen. That happened to me in the 80s when I had been let go from a job and I didn't know what to do. So I went to my friend, and I do accounting, so I said I would do his payroll. And I did that for a while. And one day he came into the office and he said, Elizabeth, you would be great in aviation. I said, what? I never thought of aviation. He said, you know, there's an ad in the paper for a job. You should call and ask about it. So I did. And it was funny because they called me back and wanted me to go on an interview. And he answered the phone and he said, oh, you're calling from the airport? Oh, well, let me tell you about her. She's really great. She can do anything. She does accounting. She does filing. She does anything that you need in the office. And if you don't want her, I'll keep her. It was so funny. I did get hired, and I went into aviation, and that was my field. I loved it. But I just am trying to show you how suddenness can happen because somebody can see something in you that you may not know is there yourself. And then the two of you together, and that's togetherness, open up to something. We're in a really critical age right now. We're in a very, very difficult time. We are really fighting between the devil and the deep blue sea. We're fighting for our country. We're either going to win it or lose it. And I don't want us to lose it. And I'm sure none of you do either. So again, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. The number to call in to talk or to ask a question is 888-627-6008. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. I will be right back after this message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing week of December 7th through December 13th, 2020. During the holiday season, we usually pin all our hopes on the next year. We're all eagerly waiting for the time to lapse into 2021 at the end of the month. However,
With another powerful eclipse on December 14th, we wonder what and when will changes for us in 2021. In order to get the answers, I have devised an early, useful version of a 2021 horoscope reading. This will show you and help you to understand whether you are better placed in 2021. This has been quite a year, the COVID year of 2020. My goodness, we all want to come out of it positive and upbeat. With positive astrological changes in December 2021, you can expect the answers to be affirmative. The planetary positions seem much more benign in 2021. The positive transits will help you reclaim the lost ground of 2020. Schedule your 2021 reading with Elizabeth Joyce. You can call 201-934-8986 and leave a message, and we'll get back to you. This week, it's a tough time to be isolated because restless Mercury is moving through traveling sign Sagittarius between December 3rd and 13th. And then the relationship planet Venus moves into adventurous Sagittarius from December 13th through January 8th. However, because of the COVID restrictions, perhaps you can shift that Sagittarius travel energy into its philosophical side on the Nature Channel or National Geographic Channel to open your belief system to an expansive view of your world. PBS often has some wonderful, interesting shows that will help you get around the world as well. Your holiday spirit could take a power drive on Wednesday, December 9th, due to a Sun-Neptune square that can undermine your personal confidence and make you question whether you deserve any holiday cheer. Don't believe everything you hear on Wednesday, as the Sun makes a challenge to illusionary bursting Neptune. Don't worry, you will have a full recovery on Thursday, December 10th, when the Sun makes its last trine of the year with high energy Mars in Aries. This strong trine is one of the best times of the year for accessing your powerful creative energy and starting something new that will make you a winner. Thursday evening is a bit intense under a deep-feeling Scorpio moon, and the Sun gently pushes aggressive "I want it now" Mars. Friday is a more positive day, and Saturday evening comes under the influence of a party animal Sagittarius. The moon moves into hardworking Virgo on Sunday morning through the next Tuesday afternoon. Accomplish as much as you can on your task list to allow room for a more social midweek. The Mercury-Neptune square indicates that your imagination energy is running high, but your judgment is not. Be creative and inspired, but don't slide down that slippery slope of deception and lies just to convince someone that something isn't true, when it truly isn't. There's a solar eclipse in philosophical Sagittarius on the 14th, representing new beginnings coming from a deeper level. If you know what natal house 24 degrees Sag lands on your chart, you can receive hints as to where those changes are now coming. Certainly, it's time to open up to a new worldview, which is occurring on so many levels in the world. Practice adaptability and willingness to change to make this energy easier on you. The 20-year Jupiter-Saturn conjunction occurs on the winter solstice in inventive and revolutionary Aquarius. Change is coming faster now. The Christmas holiday is under a sensual, pleasure-seeking Taurus moon, but quiet overall. New Year's Eve is under an open-heart Leo moon, but the moon makes numerous minor challenges all day, which makes the final day of the year a bit conflicted, but not overly so. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
And here we are back with Let's Find Out. And tonight we're talking about creating a Merry Christmas and what's ahead for 2021. We know that we've got a little bit of a tough January coming, but according to astrology, it's going to be a better year than 2020. And I will tell you this, and this is coming from my psychic senses, that the market is going to hold its own, and you won't have to worry about it until sometime in March. I don't know why. I just know that it's going to hold its own till then. It'll go up and down, but not mostly up. I predicted that it would go up. I predicted it on Coast to Coast 2 years ago. I predicted a couple of other things, too, that had happened. But I did say that the market would get up to 36, and we're already, I think, a little bit over 30. So it's going to be fun to watch it and see what happens. Anyway, we know there's been a lot of changes in 2020, and it's all part of this Great Awakening because of the mass challenges that we're going through right now. It's really in our face. And what's in our face is selfishness, greed, putting people down, not letting them move one way or the other, what it is to be ruled by somebody else, and what it is to be stopped in your good. And of course, to me, that's the darkness. Why is it happening now, and what is it all about? Just like the pandemic that is swooping our planet, so are the energies of true awakening, bringing us the ability to create for ourselves the human and person that we've always wanted to be. And that's what happens when Saturn is in Aquarius. There's an awakening coming to the fact that what we've been doing isn't working. Do we continue the fighting and the destructive demonstrations? Or can we bring this tension and anger up a notch or two? Can we bring and can we begin to create an amazing world, highlighting and showing our talents? Create an amazing species that we are meant to be from the beginning. We have certainly brought the vibrations down a notch or two over this past year. You know, we are divine beings, and we are born with inalienable rights, is what it says in the Constitution, but we are born with rights. And one of the rights is that we have been gifted with certain talents. Everybody does. Everybody has been. And we need to find out what those talents are. So if you look at it from the higher side, you may have been in the wrong job at the wrong time and not happy for a long time. So the blind spots are being lifted. We're putting into a position where we really have to sit and meditate and wonder, what's going on with me? What can I do? The only thing I know how to do is wait tables and run a bar? Or do I really have other things inside of me that I can find and do? Chin up, everybody. It's time to loosen your ties. Remember a roller coaster ride way back when you were a kid? I used to go to Palisades Park with my father. And my father taught me how to ride the roller coaster. And in a way, you need to learn. You just grit your teeth as you go up the hill, as you're going through your stuff. And when you get to the top of the hill, you take that deep breath and hold it as long as you can as you're going down that exciting ride. And then let it out slowly. You'll hear the click, click, click of those wheels that warned you as you approached the top about that you were about to topple down. Well, in December, we're going over the top. Take a deep breath, hold it as long as you can, let it out slowly, and then laugh a bit. That's how to enjoy the ride. And then get off the roller coaster and go buy another ticket and go back on again. That's what my cousins used to do when they'd always want to run and go back on it again. I know the one in Disney World, the kids love it. They'd like to ride it about 10 or 20 times if they can. What am I telling you? I'm telling you to work with your mind and get yourself into a place of peace. Of peace, knowing, trust, and understanding. This tempo will allow you to go through these next few years like you're kayaking over a waterfall. Just know that no matter what happens after this point, it's not going to be a surprise anymore. You're prepared for it from within, and you're okay. If sliding around on the roller coaster seat, you know you don't want to be thrown out into some kind of a strange place. So you got your seatbelt on or you've got your life vest on. You're okay. Here's a mantra for you. I'm okay. I'm doing fine. I'm not afraid because I feel I can get through this. I am safe It's only change. It's a great way to be. And just, you have a thumb, your right thumb, put it in the center of the palm of your left hand and press in and hold it to your navel. And let's do that mantra again. I'm okay. I'm doing fine. I'm not afraid because I feel I can get through this. I am safe. It's only change. And you can keep the seatbelt on the roller coaster if you want to, just for protection, and keep your guard up. But know that you are fine and that you are safe and you're in a higher field, in a place without fear. And if you should leave the planet, well then, you're off to bigger and greater things. This mindset is much better than fear. Fear of no work. Fear of running out of money. Fear of being evicted. All of these people are going through this. Fear of not available or not taking the new vaccine, which we really haven't determined is safe for us yet. I know what we're being told, but remember, don't believe everything you hear. You have to be very careful about the vaccine. It's too new. Everything that comes is your projection out into the quantum field. See it all as a new, exciting experience. This is about becoming who you really are. Yep, we're going to have a difficult time these next few years because change is always difficult for human beings. Remember, we're together. We're in the togetherness, the allness, the oneness. Some of you may smile and laugh all the way through these changes because you realize, oh my God, this is it. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. And I'm a part of the collective field that brings the solution. I couldn't have had a greater opportunity without this going on out there. The arguments, the conflicts, the separation, I can help stop them. I don't have to be angry with other people because they don't think the way I do or because they don't want the same things. It doesn't matter. We're all doing what we have to do. Some of us are sad about the events going on, and some of us pull back in fear. And some of us are not okay with talking about it at all. That's okay. You can listen. And then don't say she should listen to what I think. I listen to her. No, not at all. You just listen without thought, without a judgment. That's the ego showing up when you want them to listen to you because you listen to them. Some people do not understand and are not ready to go through these changes. And that's because they are hanging on to what should be. The favorite Atlantic City words, shoulda, woulda, coulda, if. And then there's but. Don't forget that one. Many are just running around in fear and cannot discuss their feelings. These are beautiful, intelligent, and productive people. Others feel sad for them. Well, don't feel sad because that's what they came here to learn. That's what they came here for, to learn and to grow beyond their fear. You will not be at peace if you think you need to help them fix it. We came here to go through this together, each of us in their own time and in their own way. Now is the time for you to take care of you. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're talking tonight about creating a Merry Christmas and what's ahead for 2021. And creating a Merry Christmas, of course, comes from within. Love comes from within. The dimensions come from within. I want to tell you a little story before we go to our half-hour break. And that is a story about somebody by the name of Bobby Darin. Bobby Darin was a friend of mine, and I met him on American Bandstand. And we kept up a friendship. We had a lot of phone calls where we talked about philosophy and many other things. I've written a chapter about it in my book, Unlimited Realities, which you can get on Amazon.com. Later on in his life, in the late 60s and early 70s, he wrote a song. He wrote a song because of what was happening in the world then with Martin Luther King and all the demonstrations back at that time is called A Simple Song of Freedom. So we're going to hear our messages, and then we're going to listen to Bobby. I just wanted you to know that I thought it was timely, and it is a very special song to me. I'll be back right after this.
During the holiday season, we usually pin all our hopes on the next year. We're all eagerly waiting for the time to lapse into 2021 at the end of the month. However, with another powerful eclipse on December 14th, we wonder what and when will changes for us in 2021. In order to get the answers, I have devised an early, useful version of a 2021 horoscope reading. This will show you and help you to understand whether you are better placed in 2021. This has been quite a year, the COVID year of 2020. My goodness, we all want to come out of it positive and upbeat. With positive astrological changes in December 2021, you can expect the answers to be affirmative. The planetary positions seem much more benign in 2021. The positive transits will help you reclaim the lost ground of 2020. Schedule your 2021 reading with Elizabeth Joyce. The number to call is 201-934-8986. Hope to be working with you soon.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Come and sing simple song freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song, freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one-to-one, ain't it everybody's son to wake to in the mornings when we rise? Come and sing the simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Brother, souls and Nitzan, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers, or kings. So let's all build them shelves where they can fight it out among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere, we the people here don't want a war. I say let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere, we the people here don't want a war.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was my dear friend Bobby Darin. I really miss him. With a song that he wrote called Let Us Sing a Simple Song of Freedom. And we do have a caller on the phone. Pari from New York City? Are you there?
Yes. Yes,
I am. Hi, how are you? What can I do for you?
Well, I thought I'd ask what's ahead in 2021.
And you're an Aquarian, so you're going to have some wonderful changes. You're February 11th, right?
Yes.
Well, I think Saturn's going to be coming in and going across your sun, but you've got Jupiter on your sun all year long. The only thing you have to worry about is possibly gaining some weight, because that's what Jupiter does. So be careful of that.
Okay.
But whatever you want, if you project for it, you can bring it in. Are you thinking about making a move or a change?
Possibly I am, but I'm more concerned about my career.
Ask me a question.
Well, will I be getting more work in a better direction in my career?
Well, something's going to change with your career, and it's going to change by April, and I am feeling a move for you. I do feel that you'll be very happy about it, and you've been in New York a while, have you not?
Yeah.
I feel there's a change. I think you're going to another location. I'm not sure where. Could be California. Could be Chicago. I'm feeling a C. And I do think that you're going to be much happier. And whatever this new job is, Pierre, it's going to use more of your talents in a different way. So that's really great. Are you working now?
Yes.
What is it that you do?
I'm an artist.
Oh, that's great. You should do great. You really. So do you paint?
No, I'm a photographer.
Okay, so I knew it was something with pictures. There's some kind of a demonstration or some kind of a thing that you're going to be doing, and it could be a layout for a magazine where your pictures will be recognized. You are going to have a year of recognition this next year. It won't start right away, but it will start as we move into the, well, by the time we get to Gemini, which is June, which enhances the Aquarius, you'll be pretty happy in your new career. But right now, what you have to do is get out there, keep going to meet the people that will help you do this. Remember, we're all in here in togetherness. So there will be some people that will open up a way for you. And I'm thrilled for you. I'm really excited.
Oh, thank you. Do you have an idea when the move might happen?
I just told you.
In June.
It all takes place in June. And by June, you either could be moved or be in the process of moving.
All right. Oh, that sounds really great. Thank you.
It is. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we were talking about it doesn't matter what we're doing. We all have to do whatever we need to do. And I wish that I could give everything to everybody and put them all back to work and bring this all back to normal for you. If I could, I'd wave my magic wand and do it. But it is coming. So what we have to learn is to quit looking at the negativity, quit getting caught up in the arguments, and whatever you think doesn't have to be happening. If you attack others, then you're just in the right place of slinging mud pile with them. Loosen up, stop fearing, and understand that whatever is coming is always divinely constructed. We don't know that when we're going through the pain and we're in the blind spot. We don't know that it's all happening for a reason, but it always does have a higher purpose. We are strengthening ourselves, and we are finding things inside of us that we would not have found if we didn't go through this profound energy. Remember, everything happens for a reason, which is what I just said, and the U.S. election is no different. The spiritual lesson here is humility. This election is teaching every one of us how we feel about ourselves and this country. I will tell you that December 24th is a very important positive date, as well as the Inauguration Day. Both of them have interesting lineups in the sky, especially Inauguration Day. So we'll have to see what all this brings. I think we're in for some defensiveness over the Constitution, which is the most important thing, not who, what, when, and where, but that our country doesn't get torn apart, that we don't lose our Bill of Rights, and that we don't lose our Constitution. It has been proven that socialist countries don't work, and neither does communism. We are all fighting being ruled over. We are all fighting off being taken over and being told who to be and how to be it. And when you hear some of the ideas that have been stated lately, they're mind-blowing. I can't imagine living the way that some of these people are suggesting that they think we should live. But we are Americans. This is the best country in the world, and it is a wonderful country, and it will persevere. I know that it will. So let's just start our praying. Christmas is also about the birth of the Lord and the saying of prayers. There are a lot of other religious holidays at this same time, including Passover. So let's just get together and love everybody for who they are and know that we will pass through this. By the time we get to January 1st, things will have begun to calm down. Thank goodness. We just have to get through these next 3 weeks. And now it's time for our meditation. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we always have a meditation on my show at the end of the show. We're going to hear Elizabeth Hepburn sing, "And Peace Begins," and then we'll do the meditation, and we will close with Richard Schulman, "Let It All Go." Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
This is a call for meditation of strength. It's time to take a positive role regarding the American elections. Contrary to popular belief, we do not need to send love and light to President Trump. We do need to support the collective human consciousness. The shock and disbelief in regard to the election outcome among all the people has been quite profound. I would like to ask each of you to send a calming influence to the human consciousness. We cannot afford despair or loss of hope to take root.
My concern is not Trump or Biden, but the millions of people who, like us, want to see a better future. This meditation can take any form, but it needs to be directed at the human consciousness, at bringing up the vibration from the third dimension reality into the fifth dimension reality. Direct your light to the human consciousness of all people of the earth, and the theme of being calm and believing that good will triumph over evil. There's no attacking anyone, nor sending direct support to anyone. To this end, the world is in hope that you can take part of a meditation that will strengthen you and have you support what is happening. This is a meditation to strengthen human consciousness. We are counter-reacting negative forces who are trying to debase and disconnect the human form and its belief systems, founded on the principle that truth is right and lies are wrong. Let's take a few minutes to undertake what would be a meditation to support the universe with this valuable action. We'll be supporting humanity at this time with lots of love, lots of light, and lots of strength. Allow yourself to feel the energy of your human family all around you. Do not see bodies or faces or expressions, but instead feel each member of the earth plane as a ball of energy. Or you may try to decide to treat certain people as groups. You may also choose to see your extended family in front of you, for every person on this planet is a part of your extended family. Allow your inner wisdom to tell you what you need to see. Allow your instincts and intuition to guide you as you assemble the energies and even bring in all the people who are close to you. Once you have this image in place, allow the energies of your primary close people to come forth, to be seen as the focus of this group. Your friends, your loved ones, are a part of this group of humanity that we are praying for, to uplift the consciousness to a higher level of love, kindness, patience, and understanding. See the spheres of light all around you, going out as far as you can go. This energy can take any shape, any color, but notice how it makes you feel. Watch the energy you have conjured up in your mind. See where it is and how it affects your body. Does it make you nervous? Does it make your stomach uncomfortable? Do you feel sensations in your chest area? You could find that you have noticeable and strong reactions in more than one part of your body. Whatever it is that your body responds to, not only is this the place where you are most likely to crumble when confronted, but this is the place that holds much valuable information for your growth. For example, if it's your mind, your third eye area, or any area in your head, the sixth chakra, that feels cramped or conflicted, then this is the energy that's blocking you to see. It does not allow you to expand your vision. If it's your heart that reacts to this energy in a negative way, a way that does not feel comfortable or expanded. It may indicate that you feel hurt or neglected in some way. If the energy affects your stomach, you struggle with your ego, personality issues, clashes, and you do not enjoy the fight that you have going on within you. If it's your lower back or your genital area, your second chakra or your root chakra is blocked. But we do not necessarily mean anything sexual here, because sexual energy is your vital life force. It's an essential part of what drives your body and your creativity. So in some way, that drive is being challenged. See how you respond to any of these ways and where there is peace or expansion in your body. As you respond to the energy that's happening around you today, there is no great mystery, for you know that there is a peace, a respect, and an ease with this dynamic. We are going through a transformation of human consciousness. We are ascending from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. It's complicated. It can be difficult. But the end result is worth this healing and frequency. Go deeper into this meditation now. See where you feel trapped or bound. Is it related to your self-expression or who you feel you have permission to be with when you are with them? Do you feel that people are somehow limiting your choices and opportunities in life? Once you have identified the energetic block, stay with it. Focus on the block. Feel it within you. Hate, resentment, judgment. Put the light on those emotions and try to melt them. See the transformation occur right before your eyes. Allow the block that you feel to burst and to dissolve and expand out of you until it becomes invisible. Whichever way you choose, allow it to move out of you and away from you. You can do this. It's not impossible. If you have difficulty with it, acknowledge the frustration and then let it dissipate. But keep going. If it's too burning for you or for your body, give yourself some rest time and return back to this meditation when you can. You will find that the more you do this meditation, the more quickly any feelings of constriction, judgment, hate, or evil will diminish. This is your country. This is your space. You have a right to any and all of your beliefs. No one should ever stop you from having a love or a belief. Allow the frequency of the higher dimension to come in for you. Allow yourself to go into the unknown. See all blocks, hesitation, and fear leaving you. Put a light on it and pray for the consciousness to be raised, the collective consciousness we're praying for, and pray for calmness and always believe that good will triumph over evil. Direct this energy to the human consciousness that is beyond form, and know that this is God's plan and all will work out as it should for the best for humanity and its growth. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with the frequency and healing
of a higher dimension so that you can stay protected against any and all forces that are trying to move you to a place of anger, hate, and confrontation. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to stay in the higher dimensions. I am a child of God. I am protected. I support the human consciousness. I send light and strength to human consciousness and to the expansion of the higher energies. Take a deep breath. This is the meditation for strength for the human consciousness. We are counteracting negative forces who are trying to disable and disconnect humanity from its belief systems. All is well in my world. Then thank yourself and your inner light for expanding and allowing you to empty yourself of any and all negative forces. All is well in my world. Thank you.